News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good evening. We are expecting rain showers to continue through the overnight tonight. Temperatures in the middle 40s. It is 9:30. I'm Raymond Newpert, WSAU News. It was a busy night at John Muir Middle School as people packed the auditorium for the Wausau School Board meeting. That meeting was originally moved from the Longfellow Administration Building after a lengthy debate over at Wausau East over the holiday music program. WSAU's Larry Lee has more.
There were 9 possible actions that could be taken up by the board in their next meeting, 4 of them proposed by board member Pat McKee. First, starting on January 1, the district could pay $2,000 annually to have public access television record and distribute board meetings. Second, begin recording the weekly meetings between the superintendent and the board president so they can be distributed to board members and others if appropriate. Third, instruct Superintendent Williams to write a written apology to music instructor Phil Book. And fourth, make it so if the superintendent were to resign, the board would not seek over $6,200 in liquidated damages. These items are likely to come up for a vote next meeting. Now, Dr. Williams told me after the meeting she does not intend to resign and also has questions about how the music issue became the mess that it is. The board did select October 21st as the date to start discussing Dr. Williams' performance review.
We'll have continuing coverage on the school board's decision starting tomorrow morning on the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. It appears that Wisconsin minority Democrats will vote in favor of Governor Walker's proposed $100 million property tax cut. The Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to hold a public hearing on the measure tomorrow, and senators are expected to vote on it the same day. An assembly vote is due on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says there's tremendous progress being made toward a deal to raise the debt limit and the ending the ongoing government shutdown. The Nevada Democrat is in negotiations with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Senate is hoping to work out a deal after talks between President Obama and House Republicans broke down over the weekend. And the 9-year-old boy who snuck onto a flight from Minneapolis to Las Vegas is back in Minnesota, and a court hearing is scheduled for Wednesday. It's a case that drew national attention after the child made it past 3 security checkpoints without a ticket or a boarding pass. Let's take a look at the Newsline 9 weather forecast for the overnight tonight. We are expecting rain showers to move in, otherwise temperatures in the middle 40s. Showers continuing on Tuesday with a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high near 54. Showers continuing Tuesday night with a low around 42. Wednesday, showers likely in the morning, then turning sunny in the afternoon with a high near 52. You can get a complete 6-day forecast and up-to-the-minute weather radar on our website at WSAU.com. Just click the weather tab on the homepage. I'm Raymond Newpert on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.